Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I have never experienced any pain like this. So he's looking at four kids, three cats, one dog, one fish.
It's a lot of baggage.
And the valet's like, are you like famous or something? I was like, used to be.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress Missy Pyle, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Hey, Missy.
We just posted a picture of you on Instagram. If you want to take a look at that, I told her, do not look at it until we're live.
Oh, boy. I see a one in the comp. This, somebody put a picture of
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
There you go. Check it out.
I like it.
Oh. I mean, honestly. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Missy.
I am trying to find a meaningful relationship in my life.
Yes.
And this, it doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
With someone.
Well, you've played so many different characters in these movies. You just can't not use those
We that, have to show photographs. You.
What's that from? What movie is that from?
That's from Pretty Ugly People. And I play a character who had like a state, like, you know, had a stomach surgery where you.
Oh, gastric right. bypass.
Gastric bypass.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Me too.
You need it.
I know. So you are back from Canada. How long were you there?
I was there for 4.5 months.
Okay, so you were filming a television show?
A television show.
Okay, so it's called Why the Last Man. Why, the letter Y.
The letter Y.
Right. And then The Last Man. So it's on Hulu?
Hulu, FX for Hulu, yeah.
So it's, I read this, it says a cataclysmic event decimates every mammal with a Y chromosome except one cisgender man and his pet monkey.
Who's
do you play the cisgender man or do you play the pet monkey?
How dare you? How dare you?
Or why both.
Why do you keep coming on the show, man?
Nobody, because I was told you were going to redo my kitchen.
But I don't understand if there's which character do you play?
I play a cult leader. I play, so.
But there's nobody left.
When the Y chromosomes die, it's women. I'm a woman. I have two X chromosomes.
Okay.
But
you die, obviously.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just saying because it says
die.
There's only one person left.
No, only one man.
But oh, it's a cisgender man.
Yes.
What does that mean again?
It means he's straight, a straight man.
Oh.
There's all kinds of trans men.
And so now
men.
Do all the women want this one guy so it becomes like a
well,
big...
Well, they don't know he's like, alive.
Oh. Well,
it's
that
based on a graphic novel called Why the Last Man.
Okay.
Which was very popular back in the day. And yeah, so
So what's the plot? So the women don't know he.
You and I are such
the dishes. Plot is that a
just read it three
I still
times.
Don't understand.
I don't get it.
Okay, just listen.
So what is the premise of the
oh
show?
Oh my God, it's like talking to toddlers. I go away from my own child to come here and homeschool you three children. What a nightmare. This
so
pandemic.
But what is it about?
Are you familiar with the pandemic?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Shane.
We predicted it.
Shane.
We did. And that's
sorry,
how smart we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're very smart. I thought this was a Mensa meeting. do you know what Mensa
yes,
is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's a brain trust is what it is.
How many episodes?
I'm in 5 episodes. There's 10.
Okay, so you're in half the episodes.
I'm in half the
until
episodes.
You die.
I do not die.
Why would you only be in 5?
Mm. I come in at the end of 4.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay.
There's
so
a then, big, it's a bunch of storylines. So it's like Diane Lane, Missy Pyle, Diane Lane, Missy Pyle, and Diane Lane, Missy Pyle.
Who plays the cisgender man?
A guy named Ben Schnetzer.
Okay.
Okay.
And is he cute?
Is he hot?
He's very cute, and he's very good, and he's very talented.
Who plays the monkey?
The monkey, Missy Pyle.
Why do I
come here? And so the pandemic hits, and in a day, like everything dies that has a Y chromosome, and then the world is left to like what happens if the world is left to all women?
It's
and
like Wonder Woman,
trans men.
That island,
of, but not really. Okay. That's Wonder Woman. This is something else.
Okay. I didn't see Wonder Woman. Were they all hot girls on the island?
Oh,
they're
just hot. Smoke and Amazons.
That's me. This is me. I got my hair. I did my hair and makeup. I put on a dress and there's no cameras.
You look so pretty today.
Thank you. But look like you've been working out.
Thank you. The problem is people are starting to confuse me for The Rock.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem.
It's an issue. But I was up for Jungle Cruise, but I, like you, I have no acting ability or experience.
Oh my God.
So The Rock got it.
Oh. You were up to play the boat.
Exactly.
Ding! One for Missy. Oh, it's going to be a long hour.
It is.
Now, we are drinking micheladas this morning because Missy and I are a little hungover. Megan, you are not. You did not drink
last
night.
I did not drink. I was very busy
last
night.
Good for you. And your skin looks great today.
Really, you know, when I don't drink, it really works out for me.
We should really...
That's not how you respond.
Oh.
You have to say, so many people have said that.
Oh, so many people. Everyone keeps telling me that. It's like Monroe. I should say, my skin is glowing, actually.
Yeah.
It's so long, my hair.
I will say I haven't done my roots because I'm trying to let my hair grow.
Oh,
are you gonna go brunette?
I don't. I am.
I actually kind of like a little blonde.
A little ombre.
In you.
I do too.
I like the blonde too. I'm gonna do. Balayage. I need some.
I think
hair.
You need to go back to blonde.
You know what?
I do too. I like her in blonde.
I do too.
I have blonde
You're
hair.
You're going back.
Look at all this blonde.
It's not that much.
Shane, will you call and make an appointment for her?
Yeah.
You should do that today.
I would.
Why do you can't highlight your hair and grow it long?
Yeah, you can.
My hair's kind of, it does, let's be honest.
It's dishwater blonde.
It makes
blonde.
The hair go, shh, it makes it die on the
not
ends.
Really?
Are you doing it yourself?
Because then it will die.
Walmart die.
My daughter and I dye each other's hair in the sink.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
How old is Zoe?
27.
The time went by real fast.
It did.
Yeah,
I was in Canada for 25 years.
Oh,
it felt like it. Canada needs to get its shit together. Sorry, Canada.
Oh, what city were you in?
I was in Toronto.
What was the problem?
So you're not supposed to say Toronto. You say Toronto.
Toronto. It's in Toronto.
What was the problem with Toronto?
Well, it's just the borders were closed.
Yeah.
I had to quarantine for 14. I mean, I had to go to a hotel to quarantine, which makes no sense. You take a bunch of people from a plane and put them in a hotel together.
And you had to do that for 2 weeks?
No, I did it until I got a negative test.
Wait, so you and Zoe were locked in a hotel room?
Locked in a hotel room for 36 hours.
That's not bad.
It wasn't great.
A lot of TV.
TV. We did a lot of jumping on the bed. I got this punching bag thing that we blew up and I put in my seat. And then we just ran up and down the hallway.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't supposed to.
Yeah. No, you have to. You got to run those kids.
I don't care. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to find me? To find me.
And you bring her home and you put her right in school?
Yeah. She's in summer school.
Summer school.
But she's going to kindergarten.
Okay. Wait, are they the same age, our kids?
Zoe is September. So she's September 17th. So she couldn't start kindergarten last year because she was a week and a half off.
We're the same. She's a year older. She's a year older than Monroe. Okay.
But, and then I was glad because she could still go
to
preschool.
Did you get her, you got her into kindergarten?
I got her into kindergarten.
Wow. How did you do that?
What do you mean?
It's like a whole thing.
Oh my, yeah, I had to do a Zoom with the principal, and then, of the school. And the principal gets on Zoe's like, I don't want to talk to her. Oh, please. Technical difficulties. She's a great kid. She loves playing with others. But then we called her back and she was excited.
So did you apply to multiple schools?
No, I applied to one.
Well, that's ballsy. All to assume right. that you're gonna get into one.
What am I doing wrong?
Just a little closer.
Oh, okay.
So I have a meeting on Tuesday with Monroe's preschool. And they're gonna sit me down because Gage doesn't return my text, so he's not going. But I'm going to sit down with the school and they're gonna give me suggestions on where they think Monroe would flourish.
Where does Monroe go? I can't talk about that.
No.
Do you want the address?
I live at 1121 Main Street.
Oh, you moved?
Yeah.
Okay.
1121 Main Street, Los Angeles, sunny Los Angeles, California.
So I'm supposed to figure out, I guess, they're going to give recommendations and then we have to start the application process. But I was telling Shane, I got to hire somebody to do that. Like fill out all the apps and everything. I can do the Zooms. I could just come in last minute and do the Zooms.
Well, why doesn't Shane do it?
I mean, you got to write so stuff busy. About your kid, mm-hmm. like what your kid likes and what they're like.
Shane can do it.
I can.
Yeah.
Well, somebody can
do it in the bar. Why don't you just get a listener? I'm sure there's so many people out there that they already know.
They know,
can just
you're
write
right.
it for you.
They already know about her.
Mm-hmm. Just they can choose the schools.
Maybe Diane can do it for me.
1,000%
Diane is pulling the news now.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Diane. What's her last name?
You don't need to
Diane,
say it.
Diane. Oh, okay,
no, we don't right. need to talk about her last name.
Anyway, so I have somebody now who's pulling the news, which you'll notice that we've really stepped up with the news.
Since I'm not doing it anymore. Since I'm not giving the news suggestions.
So, yeah. So maybe Diane can help me with the applications.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of bull jive, I got to be honest.
I know. But see, the thing is that we're not going to, I'm sure we're going to get denied in a few places mm-hmm. because of me, not because of Monroe.
Where are you applying in the Valley? Or
yes,
you...
which is why I'm going to sell my house and I move closer.
Yeah, well, you better get on that.
Well, I am. I'm going to list it in like 2 weeks.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're selling this house?
Yeah.
God, you're so...
Because schools are better over there.
You're such a transient.
Well, I'm going to get closer to the Valley because all those schools that I think that we're looking at are in the Valley.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the car for 50 minutes.
No.
One way.
Does.
Right?
Yeah.
This is what we do. We think about our kids first.
Absolutely. That's why
somebody else fills out the applications, but we think about it. We're thinking about it.
I'm hiring the person to fill out the application.
I'm hiring somebody to do it. I hire someone to love my kid for me.
All right, so you were saying last night, you did tell me a little bit of a fib because I said, how many drinks did you have last night? And you initially said 3.
Yes.
But then after we started asking you questions, mm-hmm. they were very large
33.
Drinks.
33.
They were very large drinks.
They were, I was supposed to have an outdoor event with friends.
A yardie.
Mm-hmm. My neighbor across the street, we have live in a cul-de-sac, and they got a basketball hoop. And so we've been playing, you know, a little bit of basketball outside.
That's fun.
It is really fun. But then my neighbor came back from Florida and probably brought COVID back to the cul-de-sac.
Oh, good. Thanks for bringing it today.
Yeah. I haven't seen them yet. I'll have it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll have it by tomorrow. Make sure I'll get it to you. I don't know about you, Shane, but I'll try. You're kind of young. But yeah. And then my other neighbor invited me over, and she's kind of heavy. She's a heavy pour.
Yeah. Okay. Queen. That's what happened. And how do you like the michelada?
Oh, I'm having a michelada. I hope we're going to a bar after this. Are they open yet?
At 10 a.m.
I left L.A. I went to Canada. They shut everything down. L.A. opened. It was beautiful. No one was wearing masks. Then the one second before I came home, everyone threw their masks back on and everything is...
Are we allowed to talk about your relationship?
She'd rather not
talk about my relationship.
Well, just the status.
The status is that, you know, life is complicated.
Okay.
And we're all exploring new things.
Okay. So you're consciously
swingers.
Uncoupling?
I don't know. We don't know.
Thruples.
Well, when I was in Canada, a couple friends of mine were on this site called Field, F-E-E-L-D.
Never heard of that.
Maybe it's more Canadian. Oh. But I did see people on my other friend's site. But it's like... You make up a fake name.
Oh.
You can be whoever you want.
On Field?
Dating
Field?
App for couples and singles.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a new...
We don't even know about this.
We never heard
Jeff
about
Lewis
this.
Very
line.
Exciting.
Discover a space where you can explore your identity.
Right. Oh.
Is that in here in
right?
the States or just do we have to go to Canada?
No, you can do it here.
We can do a Jeff Lewis live show in Canada.
There are people in the United Kingdom.
So did you get on that app?
I knew people who got on the app.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it was interesting.
It's just for I learned
new terms like ENM, ethically non-monogamous.
What is it?
Ethically non-monogamous, which basically means like you're in an open relationship.
Oh.
But ENM. Ethically non-monogamous.
I'm writing this down. Wow.
Yeah. Then there's
what are some
BDSM.
Other terms?
BDSM we know.
What's that?
Dominant submissive.
Yeah, it's the
what does it stand
GGG?
For?
What's
BDSM?
GGG?
GGG is like good to go, good time. I don't
Have
know.
Have you heard that, Shane?
No.
What's GGG?
I can't Google fast enough.
We're
on,
throwing
Shane.
It at him too fast.
Get your michelada.
GGG sex term.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like
good giving and game.
Yeah, oh, good giving game.
Good giving and game.
Good giving game.
Now, let me ask you something, because I was thinking about this morning. Last night, we had Chump Night.
Right.
And it was MJ, Jackie Schimmel, Leah Black, Doug Buden, myself, and Shane.
And Sal.
And Sal. Sal came too.
I was invited.
You were invited, and then you found. Then you just told me that the Yardie was canceled,
the Yardie
and you
was canceled.
Could have joined
you still
us.
Chose not
yeah,
to come.
But at that point, I was very unshowered, and I can't deal with all your bullshit 2 days in a row.
That's true. I'm at least you're honest. You're right. Now, Leah
I knew
Black.
I was going to get it today.
Leah Black started talking about she is still writing to prisoners.
Oh, she is.
She is. Now, which I thought was interesting is she has written a couple letters to Betty Broderick.
Mm. Has she gotten any back?
Betty has not responded.
Oh. You know, I did the Betty Broderick story on. I played.
Yeah,
her
but
friend.
It was such a small part. It was so quick.
It was no, not. It was not. It was a big part.
So I had like 9 episodes. This is why do I come here?
It was like a blip.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Oh my God in heaven!
So Betty Broderick has left Leah Black unread. You know that's a term.
Nice.
When you leave.
Unread.
No, not unread. I thought it was unread.
Unread.
Oh,
unread.
I thought it was unread
someone
too.
Unread.
Oh.
And space red. That means that you saw their text. You didn't respond.
Okay.
Unread.
There you go.
Betty's not getting back.
Mm-hmm.
I have an unread text.
Do you think, Missy, unread. And I'm very, very unread. Serious, if you wrote to Betty and said, look, I was actually in the movie.
Yes.
I played
TV
so-and-so.
TV show. Thank you.
Well, the TV movie, whatever.
Eight episodes.
Whatever.
10 episodes.
The commercial you're on. Whatever. What was it?
This is not okay.
It was an Instagram live.
You're saying my show
is there any way you could write her? Because Jackie Schimmel and I.
Not at this point. You're going to have to start this shit over.
You know what? The guy that we're hiring or the girl to do the applications.
Yeah.
We should have them also write a letter to Betty.
Right.
We'll sign Missy's name.
Yes.
As soon as Betty
we
want
to meet her. Jackie Schimmel and I really want to meet her.
If you need to just wait a hot second because she's too hot. She's on Netflix. Maybe you could meet her. I don't know. Can she do like a phoner?
No, they would go to Chino.
We would go to Chino. It's not that far. Would you go with us?
For sure.
I really want to meet her.
I mean, she's terrifying, but it's kind of like...
She's an icon.
She really is.
She's a queen.
She is a queen.
She's capable of anything.
She really is.
She stood up for herself.
Is she ever going to get
out? In a big way.
Yep.
She did. She stood up
for... The ultimate way.
Right.
I want to see where this is going to go.
I'm very interesting, but I'm just wondering if you could get her just because you played her friend.
Yes, you're the closest connection.
Which friend did you play?
If you redo my bathroom... I will get you in to Betty's.
Are we going to start this again?
Yes.
You're not done with your renovations yet?
You were supposed to do
them. What is
you
taking
were
so long?
Yeah, your permits. From.
I'm still trying to get permits. Yeah, that's what's happening. By the way, Leah writes so many letters that she says she keeps binders. So that.
What is she? Why is she writing all these letters?
I don't know.
Because they're alone.
But she doesn't want anything to get misconstrued. Mm. So she keeps the letters in binders.
Is she single?
It's a little strange.
She also said she picks up all calls with a no caller ID because she always answers because she knows it's someone from jail because they call her collect.
Oh, so they're calling her too?
Yes.
What do they talk about?
I don't know.
Maybe is she lonely?
I don't know.
She's just giving. She has a generous heart.
She really is.
Heart.
It's just...
But
the way she gives
prisoners?
Back is odd. It's an odd way. You know, like protein bars out the window, going through the drive-thrus.
She throws a protein bar out the window?
To the homeless people.
To homeless people.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
But if I was homeless, I wouldn't want a protein bar. Like it's filled with Jack Daniels. I'm saying.
That's a good point.
I mean, what is this, ma'am? I would just throw it right back in the car.
Well, she does do hamburgers, too, sometimes fries and stuff like that.
That's nice.
With a little strip of Molly on the
and
top.
Then she also writes letters to prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call her. She even sometimes gives them money for the commissary if they don't have any money.
That's nice.
Really nice.
It's really nice. It's a little strange,
it's
though.
It's a little strange.
Jackie was a little thrown aback, I would say. She didn't expect that.
Yeah,
I mean,
but she was very excited about Betty.
We all have our hobbies.
Yes, that's true.
Don't we?
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing.
Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We are back with actress Missy Pyle, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas.
What is she doing? She's trying to get your attention.
She's doing a photo
the live read so she can take a selfie.
But you realize we're live now, Missy, so...
You can stop taking
she's
selfies.
Still going.
Okay, Megan, let me ask you, since Missy's clearly not present.
Yeah.
Last night, and I do this when I'm drinking, when I first meet someone, or like, okay, for example, Mercedes came in.
Yeah.
I hugged her, and I kissed her on the cheek. And then I noticed I did that with Jackie, too. Do girls not like that? Like, should I not be kissing people, especially right now?
I don't think so.
Right?
I
just
think
a hug?
I think a hug is enough.
I think so, too. I think I'm doing too much.
Yeah, the kiss is a little too
well, you
intimate.
Know, it's too intimate. It's too, you know, it's too germy.
Okay, so you don't, if I were to do that to you, you'd be like, oh, I don't. Because I didn't even realize, but I think I've been doing that. Like, just
you don't do
kissing
that to
girls.
Me.
Maybe a French
I'll tell you that much right now.
But I think I kissed Mercedes.
Yeah.
I think I kissed Leah. I think I kissed Jackie.
You get overly friendly. Did you have a cocktail before this all went down?
For MJ, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Jackie came in and I hadn't... Well, maybe I had one drink.
Yeah.
No, but I think I just do it now, which I should stop doing.
I don't think you should do it.
Okay.
It makes people it's a boundary. It does.
I like a little kiss.
You do?
On the cheek?
From him?
Oh, good point.
By the way, Jackie did tell me, she's like, and reminds me of you, where the story of Rhonda, so Jackie Schimmel's husband, current husband, had a one-night stand with Rhonda.
Before Rhonda. He met Jackie.
Before, who did anal on the first date. It wasn't really a date.
At the Excalibur in Vegas.
It was
I feel like if
Luxor.
You do anal on the first date, that is, I mean, that's a date.
Yeah.
Anal's a date.
Okay, so it's a date.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, so it was one date. Yeah. But there was vaginal sex and there was also anal sex. So I said, because you know,
a little intimate for
I'm sorry. I know, I'm sorry. But they were really, I know there was drinking involved. Mm-hmm. And I said to Jackie, I said, he didn't use a condom.
No, of course not.
And then she was adamant on the radio show. She said, no, he would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's changed his story.
Oh, I bet.
And this is what he said. And it's like you, it's going to keep changing.
All the time.
No. I had a condom on and I took it off for anal, but I left it on for vaginal.
Okay.
And I was like, and I was just shaking my head because first he said he had a condom,
right.
Both. Mm-hmm. Then now, we conveniently took it off. There was no condom.
Yeah, not ever.
And it's like you with the Vegas story that we still don't even know the truth.
The guy with no hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
First it was.
He kissed me by the elevator.
No, first.
But he had no hand?
He had no hand.
First, you didn't even hook up with him.
Did he have at least one?
I met a guy and we chatted at the bar.
Yes.
Sure.
And I didn't realize he didn't have a hand until like 2 hours in.
But then it turned into, oh, he just kissed me. Oh, we did a little bit more. Oh, yeah. And it took 3 years to get the real story.
It did take three years.
Which is, you had sex with him.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to give you a hand for that.
Thanks, Missy.
I wish I could, if I had two, I'd clap, but I can't.
Right. In her defense, he was very attractive.
Yeah, I mean,
he looked like Gabriel.
Hands
mocked.
Are overrated.
Yeah.
At least you won't get too handsy.
Right.
Right.
Keep going, Missy. We're here all day.
On the other hand, oh, sorry, there isn't one.
All right. Megan, what about the Florida? We're going to go to the news. What about the Florida woman that. She ordered a Chipotle burrito.
She did. Her name is Tori Kinley, 23. Her favorite restaurant in the whole wide world, Missy, is Chipotle. Ugh, she eats there often. Isn't. But the last time she ordered a burrito, she bit into a live cockroach.
Sure. Oh, okay.
So, but what ended up happening, so the cockroach...
Hands down, worst restaurant.
Right. I'm telling you. But when she bit into the cockroach... It tasted bitter. Now, if you know anything about cockroaches and beetles, cockroaches taste like shrimp, and beetles have a bitter taste like biting into an aspirin.
Uh-huh.
So she came to find out that it was actually a beetle. Then
how could it be a live beetle?
It was a live beetle.
It quickly just crawled in there while it was sitting on the counter?
Must have.
Or it was in the chicken or in the lettuce.
Something.
But it wouldn't have been alive, like if it was cooked.
Maybe it would have to go.
He said it was alive. There was something about.
Did they teach you this in entomology school?
Yes, they did. So apparently, when she spit it out, it looked pretty intact. And then while she was, you know, while it sat there on the napkin and she was TikToking and taking videos, it started to shrivel up. So her theory is that if it was already dead, it would have already been shriveled up when she spit it out. But then it ended up shriveling up while she watched it. You know, so she thinks it was alive in her mouth.
So
she reached out to the restaurant. They didn't get back to her. Finally, she kept complaining and going on, you know, went viral. And then Chipotle reached out to her and offered her free food for her troubles, which is just what
she wants. Just a little, yeah.
Yeah, just a little, yeah, free food.
We'll give you another free burrito.
Yep.
Is anybody else curious about the shriveling of the beetle roach?
I did check out. When she said that, I did check that. But you know what I was thinking? It could be a lot worse.
What do you mean?
I mean, there could have been a tampon in there. Could have been a rat. There could have been Andrew's
baby's
condom.
That's
you don't know. Hands? It just could have been a lot worse. But by the way, you have swallowed a lot worse, especially when you were single.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I guess they're...
I mean, Chipotle just seems to keep getting in hot water.
Yeah.
Right.
Like every...
They have the E. coli thing.
Yeah.
You know what? You know where it's not going to happen? Wendy's.
Never.
Not happen at Wendy's.
No.
Right now, you can get two delicious breakfast sandwiches sans Beatles for just $4. Wow. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good michelada.
It's $4.50 to throw in the Beatles.
Okay. What about the brothers that were tried to outrun a train?
Well, here's the thing.
Didn't end well for them.
It didn't. And I don't think they were trying to outrun a train. What happened was
catching a lift.
No, their brother. A week before.
LYFT.
Was killed at the same location after he went around the crossing arms. You know, when the arms come down when the train's coming.
Mm.
He went around those arms and the train hit him and he died.
In a car or on his
truck? He was in a truck.
He was in a car. Then his two brothers, Pablo and Jose, the following week, 5 a.m., they wanted to have a tribute for him at the exact location where he perished.
Yeah. Sure.
And
that's what you do.
And they were walking on the tracks and
they were on a bridge, which is why they couldn't get away from the train.
And they got hit by a train.
And they both got killed.
Both killed.
Whole families wiped out now.
By a train.
I mean, if you're the mother, you got to think, like, what did I do wrong?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's genetics.
But they also, the police
you know
think
I mean? That's
that,
just genetics. You can't fix that.
The police suspect
that.
You
can't fix stupid. You just can't do it.
I mean, look at us.
I mean, you had a whole family photo shoot on a train track, on an active train track.
I did.
I'm telling you, those trains, they sneak up on you.
They were great
well,
pictures, though.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
they
I
do.
Think we all know what happens on a train track. But maybe they were just like, I'm done with this.
I mean, I had a lookout. So, you know, it wasn't like our backs were to the train and nobody was paying attention.
Were you on a bridge?
No.
Wouldn't you just... nowhere? I would jump off the bridge. I'd have a better chance of surviving.
Yeah. Breaking a bunch.
Than having
the
train run over me.
Yeah. They think that the police suspect that they were impaired. So maybe drunk. Yeah, it was 5 a.m.
Oh. They weren't just starting.
Yeah.
They were,
I don't know.
So the brother was,
he tried to get around those arms to beat the train so that he didn't want to be inconvenienced.
By the way, if he was driving my Zaddy wagon, he would be fine.
He'd be just fine.
He would be just fine.
Being hit by a train.
Yep.
That the engineer car of the is train a would tank. Be mm-hmm.
I don't even want to handless. Drive any other car anymore.
You shouldn't.
I feel so safe in that tank. Mm-hmm. That it's probably been hit by a train. I probably was hit by a train. I didn't even feel it.
You don't even know.
I didn't even feel it. Don't even know.
Feel it. Not a scratch.
Nope.
Well, you had that table, Tesla that metal
hit me 2 weeks
table
ago.
Under.
Nothing.
Yeah.
The engineer of the train missing a hand after coming in contact with your whatever that thing is.
Okay. God.
What about the woman that sued the city? She's suing the city of Los Angeles.
She's suing the city of L.A. Deborah Todd, 64. She was attempting to deliver food and water to homeless people in Hollywood, right under that 101.
That 101. That freeway.
That 101 freeway.
That 101. Get you every time.
She had to walk. She had to avoid. She had to walk into the street because the sidewalks were completely full with homeless encampments.
Sure.
So when she walked into the street, she was hit by a Nissan. She had injuries to her head, hip, back, arm, and leg, and then also could have some serious condition, brain injury. Mm-hmm. So she is suing the city of LA because it's not safe, walking on these sidewalks. Homeless people.
My daughter and I were, there was a fire hydrant that exploded and a river of water went down the street, and we wanted to find out. We didn't know it was we were trying to find out what it was, so we were going to go under the 101. Mm-hmm. That 101. And we too could not get past all of the, and I had to go into the street to go around. But we stopped and looked both ways until no cars were coming and no trains. And your, what did you call your thing?
Zaddy wagon.
No Zaddy wagons were coming. For 1 second, then we got back on the car. So I kind of feel like...
So you looked to see if there was traffic.
I looked to see if there
was
traffic.
But I wonder if it was obstructing her vision. You know what I'm saying? Obstructing her view when she stepped off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If there's like a big tent there.
I saw a house. I saw like a wood house.
No, they're building houses now.
Under the freeway.
Yeah.
Like wood and...
But here's the thing. So if Missy...
Yes.
Okay. So if Missy got hit by a car, I think it's a different situation because you're walking... just a normal pedestrian and you now have to step off the sidewalk because of the homeless encampment. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have a case, but this woman was there.
She was serving
food, bringing them food and supplies. So A, she's perpetuating the problem. B, you have to assume the risk when you're there in the camp and you have to assume certain risks. It's like, but now you're a victim because you were hit by the car. Pick a fucking lane, lady.
I felt the same way.
Well, but I on the other hand, it's like, you're like, Missy has a case for just being a dummy who's going to look at a fire hydrant. This woman's like trying to give people food and water, and you're like, no case.
But it's a
contradiction.
It's near your home, and you're walking somewhere. Right. She put herself there, and by the way,
is
now angry that there's homeless encampments when she's there to serve the homeless.
Why would they go anywhere when this lady's showing up with a trunk full of food?
With power bars.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
I'd throw that right back in there.
She's an advocate for homeless camps. And then now she's mad at the homeless camps.
Yeah.
Because she got hit by a car.
She got hit by a car.
Which I always say, you look right, you look left, you look right again.
You got to always look.
I look right, left, right.
Yep.
You got to look.
And you know what else is really dangerous that I've told my kids? When you know you're parallel parking on a busy street and you get out of your car to go put money in the meter, that's very dangerous. You have to look for the buses and the trucks.
Wait, tell me that again.
So when you parallel park at a parking meter and you're on a busy street and you go to open your door and get out.
Oh, yes.
I go very carefully. I'll look and make sure there's no cars coming. And then when I open the door, I'll get and I'll put myself up against the car.
You'll squeeze.
Toddler
I'll squeeze
homeschool.
My body through the smallest crack of my door because I'm afraid a big truck's going to come by and take me out.
Yes.
They get very close to those parked cars.
That's a really good point, man.
I'm telling you.
Toddler homeschool.
What about the customer that left with an eye-watering bill? after misreading a menu?
You told me you didn't want to do this story, but I have it. So
you know what?
On.
I feel like every one of us has done. I've done this.
Okay, so this guy,
times.
it's like everyone. Yeah, so he went to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant with his girlfriend in Atlantic City. They were visiting, and they made a nice reservation outside. He wanted to splurge on some. Is it Wagyu? I think it's Wagyu beef, right? Yes. Which is that expensive steak.
Yep.
And
he thought that
it was going to be like $59, but he read the menu description and the price wrong. And it turned out to be $59 an ounce.
Oh, sure.
So he got stuck with it. Then I guess it turned out to be like $420 on his bill just for the steak.
Bummed.
Do you know that my kid, I took him to Larson's the other night and he wanted to have a nice big ribeye. It was like $89 for his ribeye. I mean, it was delicious. And
but here's the thing though with that. Okay. Cause I do order that.
Yeah.
But I eat half and take other half.
That's exactly what
for dinner.
That's exactly what Bo
next
did.
Night.
It was two meals.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
That's the only way you can justify
it. It was two meals.
$90 for steak.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's huge.
Massive. Massive.
What do you order at Larson's?
Southern Homeschool.
I get the petite filet.
I don't even know what, Lars. I just use McGrill.
Anything
outside.
With those truffles.
Oh, so good. And the Bernays
Kobe
sauce.
Kobe beef, Wagyu. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, anytime it says
expensive.
That, I stay away from
that. Yeah, absolutely.
And then also like the special, we have a special reserve wine by the glass. Fuck no.
Also, the seafood tower is very expensive. You have to be careful with that seafood tower.
How much
tower.
Is that?
I don't know, but every time we get one, it's very expensive. We usually pay. You should know.
I think it's $3,000.
Wow.
No, they're about like $120.
I forgot they had seafood towers. I love that. I love a seafood tower.
Oh, and did somebody's husband get fired for ordering a seafood tower at some business?
Heather McDonald. Peter got fired.
Yeah. Because he ordered a seafood tower at a business lunch or dinner.
And it was thousands
of
dollars.
And it was so expensive.
Heather was so pissed.
She was so mad.
Because he lost his job.
Right.
I think you're going to lose your job on Radio Andy after this segment.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, there's been a lot worse than that.
All right. So I do have to ask my listeners. I know that it was going to happen. Okay. So you know about this shirtless cowboy.
Oh, the shirtless cowboy. Yeah.
Right. Which this setup is happening, I guess. So he's the guy on Instagram without a shirt, sings a lot of cover songs. Well, I did not direct anyone to his Instagram.
No.
All I said was his name was Brad. And then I quickly changed it to Brian.
Right. Yes.
That was it.
I don't know how these people found him.
They're like the CIA.
They really are.
There's a lot of shirtless guys singing guitar on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. How did you find him? How did you find Brad?
Well, what's happening?
Kind of facetious.
I think they're sliding into his DMs. I think they're DMing him.
Oh my God,
innocent.
You're never going to get a date.
Sliding.
But now I don't even. Now it's like I just feel bad because people, you know. Some of our listeners, some people are very nice and supportive and some are a little protective of me and my happiness. And, you know, I'm just worried that they're going to say things to him.
Some of them are just like downright mean.
Like get a job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm asking.
Does he not? How do we know he doesn't have a job?
You know what I was thinking too?
What?
Because I'm trying to do the pros and the cons. Mm. So I'm making a list.
Mm.
You know, this guy probably does like live shows at some restaurant.
And you're going to have to go.
No shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not signing up for that.
You're going to be obligated.
Because then I'm unsupportive.
Yep.
Like your boyfriend, Shane. I don't want
to
do that.
Yep.
My first husband made me go to his one-man show where we had to bring in like dirt and light candles and he would yell at the, I had to see it like 25 times.
Nope.
I don't want
to
do it.
I will never see your one-man show.
And to be honest with you, I mean, as when we did the deep dive in the Instagram.
And the TikTok.
You know, sometimes like I like a cover, but I feel like he fucks up a lot of the covers, don't you think?
Oh, do you think, does he get the words wrong?
He does his own interpretation.
Oh, and the arrangement. Like, he changes the arrangement like American Idol.
I don't like it.
Yes. Right.
I want the original song. Like I found he was singing JoJo, like Too Little Too Late. I like
that song.
Not when he sings it.
Oh.
So I feel like I would be critical. I would say, look, is there any way
keep
you could
keep it
more
to the original?
Can you sing it more like JoJo?
Jeff Lewis hates creativity. Do not.
But you know what I'm saying, Shane?
Yeah, I get it.
Can you find the Too Little Too Late?
That's the problem with the cover.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can't do it
I think
better.
This is it. I think it's on this. I think it.
Oh. Oh, this. Okay, 620.
Is this it?
No, this is our favorite.
This is him.
He sounds really good.
Oh, no, he's got a great voice.
No, he is.
He's got a nice body.
I don't
full head of hair.
Pants up.
Lives in Astoria.
It's very romantic. I would fall for this, but I don't know about you.
I feel like
Once a month.
Yeah.
One song.
Once a month. Sing to me with your shirt off.
Here's the problem. I've sang with my shirt off. Every time I start a relationship, I play them my songs, and they're like loving every second of it. And then,
okay,
a month
will you give us one of your songs?
Yeah, which one of your songs?
Will you sing one of your songs?
Well, I mean, songs are like, you know, I Wish You Were Dead, I Want to Fuck You Up. Damn,
those are your
Jesus.
Songs.
Wait, these are your romantic songs?
No,
I Wish You Were Dead, I Want to Fuck You Up.
I have some nice songs.
What are some of the other bad songs?
I have a song. They're not bad. They're great. Okay. I have like 64 fans. Missy Pyle.
So do
Pyle.
You play? Oh, no wonder, Josh. Okay, so were you singing for Josh?
In the beginning, but then they never want to hear it again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, it's like the first 3 months.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
And then you start playing and they walk out of the room. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
Or they, you know, I think
the
it's
novelty
time for you
wears
to,
off.
I think it's time for you to get your own place.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I turned my garage into a studio so I can be my own fan. I can give myself a hand.
So you sang then for, you sang to Josh for 3 months and he thought he was into it.
Everybody's been into it. I mean, you know, people are into it.
I have your songs on my iTunes thingy. I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I listened to them once. Or maybe, well, yeah, one song.
Yeah, one time.
But you think it's probably, this is probably not a good match for me.
What, well, not anymore.
Well, I mean, I feel like you've kind of, you haven't even met him and you've already said you don't like his
music.
Spin, his music. Yeah, you really got to at least pretend. If you really want that, you got to be like, hey, I really like what he's doing.
And it's too late now because I put it out there. Mm-hmm. All I said is, he has a nice voice. I just would do this a little different spin on the covers.
With a cover, yeah. The thing is, if you can't do it better,
you got to
change original,
it.
Then don't mm-hmm. really change it. But I do a cover of You Shook Me, which is kind of fun. It's like a country cover.
I'm not into country music, so it actually
or
would
covers.
Be, yeah,
I don't know. That's great for you.
I'm not into your
if it's not 90s music,
you've never
it's
even
out.
Heard my singing.
I'm
bringing
just
my guitar.
I'm sure
next
you have
time.
A. I'm sure you have a beautiful voice.
I'm gonna
why don't you just
song.
Sing something for us?
I do it every day.
Yeah, Shane's always
Shane
belting it out.
He does Body Adi Adi. He does. Yep. You do so many great songs, mm-hmm. covers.
Katy
but
Perry.
But your covers sound good. Because,
thank you.
Because I think they're closer right. to the original.
Okay, right. I have a song that I've been covering called Chocolate Jesus by Tom Waits.
I don't know who that is.
You know Tom Waits.
Do you do any like Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of
like
our
Sweetie.
Alley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Those go over
Cardi
better here.
Cardi B.
Those do go over better here.
Salt and pepper?
At toddler homeschool.
Salt and pepper tea. Like, do we want me to push it?
Yeah, that would be
good.
We love that.
That's really good.
We like that one.
Oh, my God.
Something weird happened yesterday. So, you know, we started filming this new show. And
when do I start?
I think your call time is...
The 14th of February.
I actually have thrown your name out multiple times.
At 27 p.m.?
I think when their new show comes out, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
When they see you play that monkey.
How?
They're like, God, she's good.
I play a...
Let's get her on the roster.
I play a leader of women.
Okay, what happened?
A leader.
That was weird.
So I was on my way. Yeah. I can't say the celebrity yet because they haven't announced the names.
Okay.
On my way to the person's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a call from the showrunner. It's like, she canceled. She's kind of freaking out. Her kid's sick, whatever. I was 20 minutes from her house. And I'm like, like, we had this scheduled, like, for weeks to film yesterday.
Sure.
Because it was, like, me meeting her for the first time and deciding what we're doing and all of that. And so they're like, nope, abort mission. She's canceling. We don't know when she's rescheduling.
COVID.
That's what I thought.
COVID.
And I was like, holy shit.
Missy Pyle.
Because I was 20 minutes from her house.
Yeah.
1211 Main Street.
I think that kid came home sick or something. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
But I was real glad that I wasn't at that house when they discovered it. Whatever it is. I don't know. It just seemed kind of...
It was like a close call.
Yeah.
But are they COVID? I keep COVID testing for the show. I actually have to go through a drive-through today to get COVID tested.
They're coming
for your
they're coming
show.
Here at 10.
Coming here at 10. Just wait.
Oh, thank
they're
God.
They're testing you at 10.
Okay, great.
They test us twice a week.
Great.
Well, they tested her already.
Oh.
But not her kid, I guess.
Not her kid, maybe.
How old is her kid?
I don't know. I think she has more than one kid. I don't know.
I have no idea.
We can't say the name. We can't do
it. No.
Not
can't
yet.
Announce
no
anything.
Because they're the CIA.
Yeah.
The listeners, they'll figure out who it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. You know what someone said to me this morning, Megan?
What?
And I don't really like saying this word, so I will spell it.
Okay.
They said Jeff Lewis Design is like, because we were talking about Shane and how he's changed.
Okay.
Jeff Lewis Design is like a C-U-N-T factory.
Oh.
People come in sweet, and they come out C-U-N-T-Y bitches.
Well, they're not wrong.
That was pretty astute.
I would love to come back, see you in TY if you do my kitchen.
You're going to have to let that go because it's clearly... Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe, could happen.
Maybe Amazon will get desperate and they'll cast you.
How dare you?
It could happen.
This is not...
It really could happen.
Desperate. I'm sweet.
You used to be.
Yeah. I am way funnier than you.
That's true.
The people would be so into it.
That is true. Stephanie in Tacoma, Washington. Good morning.
She's already throwing the news away.
Being from Washington State, I'm proud of our little Shane, I have to say.
Shout out, Stephanie.
Thank you, Shane. Shout out, Shane. So I was at Thirsty Thursday in Arizona, our last night out pre-COVID. And Jeff, when I came up to meet you, I said, hi, Jeff. I'm Stephanie from Tacoma, with the one with the haunted house. And you said, oh, my God, Stephanie, I feel like I know you. And you hugged me and you kissed me on the cheek. I felt so fucking special. I felt so special for the last year until this day.
You didn't feel creeped
out? And now
out.
I feel like a dirty whore now.
I don't mean to make you feel like a dirty whore, Stephanie.
You shouldn't have told us because I felt so special.
I don't kiss everybody.
He doesn't kiss me, Stephanie.
I don't kiss men for obvious reasons.
Yep.
I don't kiss you either.
I've never been kissed by you.
Right. So, Stephanie, you are special, but maybe during COVID, I probably shouldn't be kissing people.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, this was pre-COVID. Yeah. This was pre-COVID.
That's true.
Right before. So, we were on the verge.
Tickets are going on sale at 3:00 today.
You should come to San Francisco.
For the San Francisco
I traveled to Arizona the last time.
Come to San
Francisco. Come on up.
I got to talk to my husband about it again.
If you want to be hugged and kissed, buy tickets at Cobbs.
CobbsComedy.com.
CobbsComedy.com.
It's going to be fun.
It's a great thing.
You want to go, Missy?
I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye, Queen.
All right, Missy Pyle.
What?
So lovely to see you.
What?
This is so
it's
great.
Over.
Great to see you.
It was great seeing you, too.
Are you in town for a while? Will you come back?
Nope.
Okay. That was it. All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody.
Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. But tell myself, draw the line.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing. Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.